And welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, right here on Forest FM 92.3. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasius, and I'm with you until 6 p.m, bringing you the greatest music from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Amir from France.
Hello, this is Mikolas Jose from Czech Republic.
Hello, this is Lucy Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Et oh, assis là en solo, perdu dans mon piano, on glisse nos sentiments. Loin sans adieu ni câlin, toi, pars-tu pour toujours, je l'ouvre cet écrin. Un besoin de m'exiler, de laisser tout s'envoler.
Simply stunning. That is Malo with Ciao. That came third in the French Eurovision National Final this year. Stunning performance. And I just adore Malo and that song. It's just fantastic. And I really wanted to share that with you again. Malo was born in 1994. Goodness me. He is a French/Australian singer and songwriter. And he's born in Caen, just over the English Channel, or La Manche. Yeah. And that is simply a stunning song. Love it, love it, love it. And I wish it went to Lisbon, though I do love Madame Monsieur. Merci. When Rob last visited Caen, he went to Fnac and bought the latest album of Madame Monsieur. And it's fantastic. All of the songs are just brilliant. And they are getting a lot of success over in France. So congratulations to them, of course. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasius. And we're here to celebrate the world's greatest singing competition. every Sunday here at 5 p.m. If you would like a request or a dedication, then please do get in contact with us. Our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. Of course, you can tweet me at escshowcase. And of course, you can send us a message and like our Facebook page on Facebook, of course. The page is called The Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Oh, yes. So we've got lots of songs and a couple of requests to play this week. Now, we're staying in France, and I think France are incredibly underrated as a Eurovision country. I mean, in that nowadays, but they are one of the most successful countries in the Eurovision, winning the contest 5 times, the same amount of times as us in the United Kingdom, coming 2nd 4 times and coming 3rd 7 times. And France has, you know, just made an impact at the Eurovision Song Contest. And they've only missed the contest once, and that was in 1982. Oh, no, in 1974, because the president passed away in 1974. Yes, so I can't remember his name. My bad, sorry. But it was quite a shock not to see them there. And I personally thought, when I looked at it, in 1974, everybody knows that ABBA won with Waterloo for Sweden. And I thought maybe the French got angry at the fact that ABBA sent Waterloo and referenced the war that they lost. Never mind. Right. But France have really gone from ethnic to, with different genres. Ethnic, the ballads, the reggae, and all sorts. They're from the Caribbeans and the African vibes. Everything. They've done it all, and they really, like to change things up. And one of their songs, which I want to play for you now, is one of my personal favourites, where the French didn't even sing in French. They sang in Breton. So we're heading to France at the 1996 Eurovision Song Contest in Oslo, Norway. They're represented by a group called Dana Braz and La Héritage de Celtes. So they sang in Breton, which is a Gaelic language, which is like Irish and the Welsh. And they were represented by 2 female singers in Dana Braz and La Héritage de Celtes. One female was from France, from Wales, and the other one was from Ireland, singing in Breton, and a Bretonese a group, Dana Braz. So let's hear their song that came 19th with 18 points. Here is Douane Pugale, France, 1996. Voit kalon dinne an amuzga on dazon tomato kalonu vaznesiu resi wames aga klayu odi hani barandwaru. Toilet
when you're down, down low, and there's no place you can go. When you're down, down low, you know that I'm here for you.
Mariah there, representing Slovenia in 2015 with Here For You, coming 14th with 39 points in the grand final. They qualified out of the semis in 5th place with 92 points. Not doing too shabby there at all. Great tunes. So let's move on to the United Kingdom. And I want to play a double whammy of UK entries from the 1960s. Yes, we're going all the way back to 1960 first up. And this song came second in 1960 in the Royal Festival Hall in the UK. The contest was hosted by Katie Boyle as well. It was on home soil. We didn't win the 1959 contest. The Netherlands did. But they couldn't host it for financial reasons. So the BBC went, I could do that. So they did do that. So there we go. So Brian Johnson, who apparently was a schoolmaster at the time, who took part in the UK national final and won with this song that came second. So the UK entry in 1960 is Looking High, High, High and Looking Low, Low, Low.
I once had a lover, no, I loved her very dearly. She told me she loved me so. I thought she spoke sincerely, but one day away I found that she had flown. And off to find that love of mine I set alone. Looking high, 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 looking low, low, low. Wondering why did she go, go, go? For if I don't find my love, I know I shall die, 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 'cause I love her. So
I journeyed across the sea. I sought her with devotion, though where she could really be, I'd not the slightest notion. But so bright the light of love within me shone, I knew full well whate'er befell, I must go on. Looking high, 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 looking low, 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 wondering why did she go, go, go? For if I don't find my love, I know I shall die, cause I love her so. Over desert sands, to west where grass is greener, I asked in a dozen lands, but none had ever seen her. It was clear, I fear, my quest was all in vain. So I departed sad at heart for home again. Looking high, 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 looking low, 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 wondering why did she go, go, go? For if I don't find my love, I know I shall die, cause I love her so.
But when I ride all proud and tanned by wind and weather, you sure could have knocked me down with the proverbial feather. She stood there, so fair, and sweetly she confessed that she'd been wrong, and all along she loved me best.
I looked high, I looked low, wondering why did she go? Now that I have found my love, I know till I die, I will love her.
Looking
so
high, looking low, wondering why did she go?
For if I don't find my love, I know I shall die, cause I love.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Goodbye, farewell, I'm not sure what to do. So long, au revoir. Au revoir, it's hard, but I'll pull through. Are you sure you won't be sorry comes tomorrow? You won't want me back again to hold you tight. Now are you sure it's not your foolish heart that you won't grieve if we're to be apart? You will see as time goes by we'll grow lonely, you and I, dreaming of each other, and we'll cry. Goodbye, farewell, I'm not sure what to do. So long, au revoir, it's hard, but I'll pull through. Are you sure you won't be sorry comes tomorrow? You won't want me back again to hold you tightly. Just stop and think, it's your decision now, for you're the one who went and broke the vow. You'll be sorry,
wait and see,
spend your life
in misery,
wishing that you had returned to me. Goodbye,
farewell,
what is there to live for? Before you go, just think now, are you sure you won't be sorry comes tomorrow? You won't want me back again to hold you tightly in my arms.
A double whammy of UK entries in the Eurovision Song Contest. There was the Allisons just there with Are You Sure, coming second for the UK in 1961. And before that, Brian Johnson with Looking High, coming second for the UK in 1960. Now it's time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob, my husband, to get those two hats out. And both hats have little pieces of paper in, and we take out one country out of one hat and we take a year out of another hat. We then glue those two pieces of paper together, and we find out what song we're going to play randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase. So, the first hat has the countries in, and this week we're going to play a song from Norway. And the year we're going to pick for Norway will be 1987. Yes, we're going to the Eurovision 1987, which was held in Brussels, the capital of Belgium. And Norway was represented by Kate Gudbrandsson. She was born on the 6th of August in 1965 and is obviously a Norwegian singer. And in 1986, she represented Norway in the Yamaha Song Festival in Tokyo, Japan, with a song called Carnival. So she won the Norwegian National Final Melody Grand Prix in 1987, and in a very close regional vote, giving her the opportunity to compete for Norway at the 1987 Eurovision Song Contest with the song called Mitt Liv, which means from Norwegian into English, My Life. It was written by Rolf Letland and Hanna Krog. And Hanna Krog won Eurovision in 1985 as part of Puppy Socks with Elisabeth Andreasson. There we are. So, in Brussels, Kate Gudbrandsson for Norway in 1987 managed to come ninth. Yes, she managed to come ninth, and she managed to get 65 points. Oh, yes. So congratulations to Norway. Their highest points came from Sweden, managed to get 10. The UK didn't give any points to Norway that year, which is a bit of a shame. But the next higher points that Norway managed to get came from Belgium, Italy, and Germany with 7 points respectively. So let's hear Norway in 1987, Kate Gudbrandsson with Mitt Liv, this week's Rob's Random Request.
Oh,
There we are, Rob's Random Request is Norway's 1987 entry. That is Kate Gudbrandsson with Mitt Liv, My Life. Now, it's time for our request this week, and it comes from Robert, another Robert Random Request. This is quite random too. Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. And Robert, lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much for your request. And this week, it's taking us to the Belgian National Final. In 1999. Now, this became quite a big hit around Europe and certainly did in Belgium, and it propelled this girl group to superstardom in the home country. Yes. Now, this song is incredibly cheesy, I do warn, but this is also incredibly catchy too, so it may be stuck in your head for the rest of the evening, so just bear that in mind. But you can't help but smile at this, and the lyrics are quite easy. Now, it's sang in Dutch, so even if you don't speak Dutch, I think you might get this stuck in your head. So this song is from the girl group K3. The song is called Hey Mama, and it's from the Belgian National Eurovision Final in 1999. Enjoy. Goodness me, how many more key changes could I take? Oh, that's K3 with Hey Mama, and that came from the Belgian National Final in 1999. Coming second, actually, I'm sure. But that's a request from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Thank you very much, Robert. Very kind and lovely to hear from you. Now, let's move swiftly on. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 5th of August. In a decision which I don't think has shocked hardly anybody, Ira Losko has been confirmed as the fourth and final X Factor Malta judge. Oh my goodness me. Yes, she's going to be a judge on the X Factor in Malta, who will then, the winner, will go on to the Eurovision Song Contest to represent Malta in Jerusalem. Or Kiev. Sorry. Leland Chin, who read out the votes for Australia in 2015, 16 and 17, has resigned from PBS. Eleni Ferreira, who came second for Cyprus at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, was at a concert with Eugen Pushpera, who represented Albania this year, and she performed at the concert and sang her song Fuego, and she's received keys to the city of Tirana, the capital of Albania. Now, the European Broadcasting Union has extended its deadline for the $14 million security deposit, as the Israeli broadcaster Khan, the CEO, has urged the state to fund the contest. Ryan O'Shaughnessy, who represented Ireland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, has announced his dates for his Civil War tour, which is going to take place in Ireland and in Northern Ireland, promoting his new single called Civil War. It will include Wexford, County Down, County Clare, and around County Limerick, and County Mayo, County Tyrone, and County Clare. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news right here on 92.3 Forest FM with me, Kieran Arutaset.
Good evening, Europe!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
The new girl hanging round, you're supposed to be with me. And when I heard the rumor, you kissed her at
Sinead Mulvey and the Black Daisy with Etc. And unbelievably, in Ireland, 2009, that didn't qualify. Oh, I was so upset, and I thought the live performance was awesome. They looked fantastic, the girls, and Ireland deserved to qualify in Moscow. It certainly did. Good performance from the girls, and Ireland should be very proud of that song, definitely, as well as they should be very proud of this song. Yes, we're going to hear one of their winners, one of their seven winners, oh dear, and they won convincingly in 1980 with this very song, beating Germany, Katja Epstein with Theater. Yes, this is What's Another Year from Johnny Logan, the Irish Eurovision winner from 1980, and from The Hague in the Netherlands.
It's sun mast sama hing kuid uus mäng veel ees.
Etusals Alguse from Brigitte Ogamer, the Estonian Eurovision entry in 2013. I think I'm 20th, 21st, something like that. But, oh my God, deserved much more, obviously. And just simply a beautiful, beautiful song. The melody just is so enchanting. I love it. And I hope you enjoyed that too. Remember, if you want to request here to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, remember we're here every Sunday from 5 till 6. You can get your Eurovision favourite song played, or any type of Eurovision song played, I don't really mind. You can get in contact with us by emailing us, escshowcase@gmail.com. Also, you can send us a Facebook message. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Now, it's time to move on to this legendary part of the show. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And we are heading over to the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest. And this is one of Rob's personal faves and one of mine too from the 2012 contest. Now, sadly, this did not qualify out of the semi-final one, but it came 12th with 41 points and it was sung in Swedish and it's absolutely stunning and very, very pretty. So we're heading to the Crystal Crystal Palace, but that's not correct. It's the Crystal Hall in Baku in Azerbaijan, or Azerbaijan, as Linda Woodruff would say. We are hearing Finland 2012. Here is Pernilla Karlsson with her song called När jag blundar, which translated from Swedish into English is called When I Bleed. Now, I just want to say that Pernilla comes from a part of Finland where they speak Swedish in Sunitio in southern Finland. There we go. So here we are, Nalla Brunder, Finland 2012, live and kicking this week. Som en sjö utan vatten.
som en lykta utan ljus, ett liv utan färger. Det är inte du, någon man ser om man blundar, som en ängel framför, någon som hjälper en att flyga. De har glömt hur man gör, kär utan känslor eller skratta utan ljus, ett liv utan färger. Det är inte du, någon som glömt alla bekymmer, en kvinna med mod, någon som fattar vad man säger fast man talar utan ord. Sätt dig ner, vi håller din hand. Berätta vem du är, vi finns för varann. Som glömt alla bekymmer, en kvinna med mod, någon som fattar vad man säger fast man talar utan ord. Thank you Europe, thank you so much.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Jestem sam.
Szczytemne Mocno. That is Poland's Eurovision entry in 1999, which is incredibly underrated, from Metak Szczytnik. And he came 18th with 17 points in 1999. Ah, oh, such a good song. And the song is called Hug Me Hard. The lyrics are wonderful. Szczytemne Mocno. That's it. I hope I've done that right. Oh dear, but we're going out with a bang, ladies and gents, for this week. We have a brand new song from our special friend with an amazing soulful sound to his voice. We featured him here on the Eurovision Showcase many times. Our good friend, Sergiu Bolotar from Romania. He was in the semi-finals of the Romanian national final last year. And such a charming chap. He's had some fantastic songs released in the last couple of years. And I want to share you his latest song now. Sergiu Bolotar with Tell Me.
Hello, my name is Sergiu Bolotar from Sibiu, Romania. And you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I woke up too early this morning. Can't sleep, it happens so often now. What to do? I went out, I lay by the coastline. 5 a.m., meeting the stranger, and I smile and say, how do you do? And she looks at me, a bit surprised, and replies, fine, thank you. Can you tell me if all this is random, or everything happens for a reason? Tell me, tell me, tell me, I got no clue. Early morning, special encounters, sun is rising, the city's awakening. So tell me, tell me, tell me, what should I do? Then she said, I've come to a point where I've lost everything that I cared for and loved, and so much more. It's been a hell of a season, roller coaster of sorrow and failure, and I can't take it anymore. And it might seem crazy, I looked into her, said, I just said, I'm here for you. Can you tell me if all this is random, or everything happens for a reason? Tell me, tell me, tell me, I got no clue. Early morning, special encounters, sun is rising, the city's awakening. So tell me, tell me, tell me, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Her eyes shine, her smile speaks. I would like to get to know you more. My hands shake, my eyes speak. I would like to get to know you more. Can you tell me if all this is random, or everything happens for a reason? Tell me, tell me, tell me, I got no clue. Early morning, special encounters, sun is rising, the city's awakening. So tell me, tell me, tell me, what should I do? What should I do?
The lovely Tell Me from Sergiu Bolotar from Romania. That is his latest single awesome tune. Thank you very much to you, and I hope everything is well with you. Well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Oritas, here for the Eurovision Showcase here on 4SFM. Lovely listener, it's been wonderful to know that you're there, and thank you. I hope you can join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision music. You can send us a request, of course, email us, escshowcase@gmail.com, send us a tweet at escshowcase, and of course you can like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase, and send us a message there. So take care of yourselves and have a wonderful week. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis lat. I hope you have a wonderful week, and do bye bye.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.